For fear of his head, he flings about hand and foot to see whether anyone will take his hand.
Which one of you is volunteer tonight for some guessing or testing? You look like a volunteer to me, are you? The question is simple. It's this. Let me explain it. He said, you know what? The story of love is a very long story, really. But now, we were busy explaining just one part of the problem, which is the merchant one. Because that's what we're dealing with now. Remember, half of this book is talking about intelligence and its problem and what to do with it. So we're talking about intelligence, okay? Okay, talking about intelligence is a very long story. But we're looking for something special here. About the heart. Remember, you said the heart is good. Let's see, what is the heart of this good fellow? Because this merchant is not a bad fellow, is he? No. He was kind to everything. He doesn't know the difference between the parrot and the cat or the dog he has. So he's kind to all of them. And he did right, he took the message. He doesn't get it only, right? So he was a good man. Let's see how will be the hull of this good man. Because this good man is in you, the merchant one, right? Huh. This guy, now, let me tell you, your intelligence is talking about a lot of stuff. I mean, if you think about my teaching up to here, you have a lot of stuff to think about. Because you have earned little different pieces of the stuff. So, you are like that. You are not in order and properly covering everything. Sometimes you have something in your mind which is not that clear to you. Maybe sometimes you have minds like this, mind like that. To me, you look like somebody who is drowning. Trying everything. So you try everything, even nonsense. And you hope that maybe, because this is a field that your intelligence doesn't work that way, you're hoping for the best that maybe one of these things will logically, really, be honest.
Crazy.
A crazy, hopeless, silly way to do, right? To try your best. Maybe something happens that you don't know, because you see yourself drowning and hopeless, right? Then remember this one. This is the one that tonight, make sure that at least once you write it down on a piece of paper.
The friend loves this agitation. It is better to struggle vainly than to lie still.
Yeah, write it down. This is a very special verse to me. Because one of the most famous poets in Iran, Saadi, will say, براه با دی رفتن به از نشستن باطل که گر مراد نیابم به قدر وز بکوشم. It means that going to nowhere really is better than sitting down. Because if I don't succeed, at least I tried. Are you listening to this? And this to me is nonsense. It's a logical give, it's nonsense. I always remember when it comes to that Rumi will say, you know what? I'm doing nonsense because he likes it that way. Okay. Trying is better than sleeping and wasting it. But my reason for liking it is because he likes it. I said, I like this payment because I give it to him. the difference. And Rumi will bring it here that, okay, I know you are, you think that maybe something. No! The point is trying. The point is not if you succeed or not. There is no success here. It's a permanent trying and trying. Because if you want to be the best of yourself, when do you think you succeed? Every moment you should. Because there is no one special moment to say you succeeded or not. The only special moment is when you're dead, and who gives a damn if you succeeded or not, you're dead. We're talking about life. And in life, success should be every single moment. In what? In trying. That's the real success. A living creature should live. If a living creature is living, that's success. We think that a human being should be happy. A human being is happy, is success. The difference is, the other one is always temporary. This one has no time in it. So it cannot be temporary, because it's always. To you is always, as long as you're alive, so it's always. It's an eternity for you. That's why we love walking the path. We don't talk about arriving and giving a big kiss to beloved and the camera will go back and the music will be like this and the casting and the end. We talk about the path, because the joy is in a path. It's like climbing the mountain. Where is the joy? It's just climbing the mountain. Because first of all, no matter what you do and how you do it, you have to come back home. So it's a useless trip. And if they put a cable system, an elevator, or if they take you with a helicopter to the top of the mountain, don't you feel silly? Is it what? Oh, you will enjoy it. Definitely. I love a helicopter to take me to all the peaks of all the mountains. Once. For the second time, for the third time, I remember a piece of stone. Not the mountain, really, just a piece of stone. It occurred more than 1,000 times. Sometimes, really, 50, 60 times per day. Just trying to climb it. Hanging onto your finger from the grass and things like that. You just do it. Not to be at the top, to do it. That's what it is, this path. He reminds you that and say, look at me. I'm looking at this way, that my beloved, Yash, not friend.
Yar?
Yar. Dost darad yar in ashoftegi. Kushish bihude beh az hoftegi. Then he will give you a very bizarre and strange stuff. If you swallow it, you will live happier. I promise you that. Because it was his reason to do it just by doing it. Let's hear the reason.
He who is a king is not idle. Complaint from him will be a marvel, but he is not ill. For this reason, said the merciful, O son, every day he is in an affair, O son.
Did you get it, the reason? He said, you know what? My beloved. What is my beloved doing? Is he sitting down and doing nothing?